B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jacoby.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, sir? How can we help you?
Well, obviously, I want to get a hold of this girl that I've been seeing, and she doesn't want to get a hold of me, so...
Okay.
Hoping you can help.
Okay, I mean, we can just get to it. And what happened the last time you guys hung out?
Honestly, not much. We just hung out. All of a sudden, out of the blue, one day, she texts me, "You're a real piece of shit."
And
don't know why she would say that, and she won't return any of my texts.
Wait a minute.
Not like she ghosted him. Yeah. This is blatantly she wants nothing to do with him.
You're saying the last time you hung out, everything was cool, but she randomly texted you that you're a piece of shit and then hasn't responded to anything?
Yeah, look, I'm not an idiot. I would know if I did something that would, you know, get that type of response out of someone, but... I kissed her goodbye. She kissed me back. And then the next day, I get this from her, and she won't tell me why. I'm like, hey, what's that about? Are you joking? And then no texts, no calls, blocked on all social media.
You don't know why she called you a piece of shit. Like, nothing is ringing a bell.
I mean, if I did something that would, you know, make her do that, I feel like I would remember it, but nothing's coming to mind.
Okay, Jacoby. I'm going to believe your story, but if she answers the phone when we call her, she's going to let us know.
I mean, that's why I'm calling you, so I hope she does.
Okay, Jacoby wants to know why he's a piece of... Well, he wants another date with Mary, but if not, he at least wants to know...
Why he's a piece of...
Yeah. All right, hang on the phone, okay? We just spoke to Jacoby, nice guy, but apparently he's a piece of... not according to me. That's according to this girl, Mary, who we dated. They had a date. He said everything went fine on the date. Not one thing went wrong. But the next day, he got a text from her saying that you're a piece of and then she blocked him.
Everything. She wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
Right. And Jacoby's just, he's like, I don't get it. I'm befuddled because we had an amazing date. Jacoby, one more time before we call her. There's nothing that can, that's popping into your memory as to why she called you a piece of.
I don't know what I could have possibly done that would have made her just fade away like this.
All right. I really hope she answers the phone.
Me too.
Okay, stay quiet.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. I'm sorry for waking you up and calling you so early. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I know it's weird that we're calling you, but it's all for a good reason. I can just explain what it is if you let me. Give me 20 seconds. I'll explain it.
I'm trying to get ready to go here.
Okay, perfect. So we got a phone call from a gentleman that you know, and he likes you, and he wants to take you out on a date. The reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date, and I'm going to tell you the guy's name. If you say yes to this date, we'll pay for whatever date you want to do, whatever night you're free, wherever you want to go eat. We'll reserve everything, pay for everything, eat and drink as much as you want. So basically, the worst thing you're getting is... not so great date at an awesome restaurant with an awesome meal and awesome drinks. And like I said, I'll tell you the guy's name too.
Okay.
So this gentleman, he actually, before I tell you his name, he's very confused because last time you and him communicated, you called him a piece of shit.
Oh, man, Jacoby. Dude, I gotta go.
She knew right away.
Hold on. Can you explain? Okay, so here's the thing. So Jacoby's very confused. So he said that he would love to go out with you if you said yes.
I'm sure he would.
Well, if not, can you at least let him know? Because for some reason, he seriously doesn't know why you think he's a piece.
He should be able to figure it out.
Well, you would think.
You know, I have my son, and he's 9 years old, and it's really hard to find cool guys that will date you, especially when you have a kid. And Jacoby seemed pretty cool, so I gave him a chance. I let him get to know my son. He used to hang out with him. He's a barber, so he used to hang out with Jacoby at his shop, and he would give him haircuts and all that. Everything was fine. Then the other day, we're at the mall. My son wanted to buy a game. I told him, fine, use your money. And he's like, well, I've used most of it on haircuts with Jacoby. I'm like, what the f*** are you talking about? I thought this douche was giving him free haircuts, not charging my 9-year-old. So I asked him how much it was, and he said he was paying like $40 or something for each
Jesus.
Haircut. And I'm pretty sure he's upcharging him, and with a tip and everything, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Wait, hold on.
It's like he has a beard.
Well, that's kind of a piece of move. Mary, stay right there, because unfortunately Jacoby's on the phone and he literally has been hearing everything you're saying.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, you think this is what makes me a piece of shit? First of all, how dare you say that I'm upcharging your son? No, like, I'm trying to teach him a lesson about the world and that you need to pay people.
Teach him a lesson?
I don't want him growing up being a spoiled brat who just assumes that he can get anything free based on who he knows.
You know him. You know he's not a spoiled brat. You know he earns his money. He saves his money for things he wants, and he doesn't need to be paying your douche ass for your stupid haircut. I can take him to Supercuts once every 2 months for half that.
Yeah, no, that's why his hair looked like shit. That's why he was begging me to cut it.
No.
Dude, how about this? What's going to happen? You're going to, like, break up with me, and then you're going to, like, start dating other people for handouts. You're going to date a mechanic to fix your piece of shit car. You're going to date a roofer. Like, hey, taxes are due. You got to start fucking an accountant.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm really looking for handouts dating a loser barber. You're right. I'm such a gold digger.
Hold on, guys.
Damn.
Wait, wait. This can be fixed. It's a small misunderstanding. Hmm. Yes, and it'll be fixed when you guys go out to a nice dinner that we'll pay for. Mary, all you have to do is say yes.
No, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. There's no way.
It's the first time she said no to a handout.
Wow.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right, first of all, I hope you were paying attention to that one, because at 420, we have a chance to win $500 if you can answer a question about today's Second Date Update, all right? Secondly, tomorrow, it is not possible, you're going to find this out, that for the low, low price of $9.99 per month, you can have a successful relationship, all right? Listen at 8:10 for a brand new Second Date Update on the 10s on your throwback station.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.